Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Humanities Council, enriching families by helping parents understand the joy of reading to their children. To learn about the Read from the Start program, visit mohumanities.org.
The State House is considering legislation meant to teach more youth athletes and their parents, coaches, and officials about brain injuries, but some think the bill goes too far. Mike Lear has more.
Missouri law requires public school student athletes in grades 7 through 12 be given information on brain injuries. The bill would extend that requirement to sports organized by cities, businesses, or nonprofits, and requires coaches and officials be trained about brain injuries every 3 years. Bill sponsor Paul Fitzwater says too many children don't get that information.
There are thousands and thousands more who participate in organized sports not affiliated with a school and or younger than grade 7.
St. Charles Representative Kurt Barr thinks the bill overreaches. He offered an amendment to limit its requirements to sports played on public school facilities.
I don't think it is appropriate for us to be regulating municipalities or nonprofits or other organizations in a chapter of law that is focused solely for public education.
Some lawmakers think making coaches of young children take brain injury training is unnecessary. Others said the point of the bill is to protect as many children as possible, so they opposed Barr's amendment. The House halted debate of the bill and the amendment without a vote. Mike Lear, Missouri Net.
The state Senate has given initial approval to asking voters if Missouri's fuel tax should be increased. Elisa Nelson reports.
Poplar Bluff Republican Doug Leibler proposes asking voters in November if Missouri's fuel tax should be increased to nearly 6 cents per gallon. Leibler told St. Joseph Republican Rob Schaff that he's done all he can to compromise.
Well, you and I compromise the differential. Then you talked about, well, we need to have a vote of the people.
Schaff still opposes the bill. Republican House leadership opposes raising taxes to pay for roads and bridges. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
You're listening to news on Missouri Net. Officials say Branson's newest attraction is taking shape and should be ready for riders this summer. The newly named Branson Ferris Wheel has been moved from Chicago's Navy Pier and features 40 gondolas. It's being reconstructed in its new location. The legislature has passed its first ethics bill of the session. Democrat Scott Sifton says the proposal would prohibit statewide elected office holders and legislators from serving as paid political consultants.
I think that Missourians who are concerned about this issue, as I know many are, would be very pleased and proud to have seen how that meeting transpired. And I thought it was exactly what this process ought to be.
Some Democrats say the measure falls short and should include elected officials' staff. The proposal is one of several ethics bills filed this session after two lawmakers resigned amid sexual harassment scandals last year. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.